What started with a Disney Channel movie with little advertising and unknown stars is a worldwide phenomenon. We're talking about the High School Musical franchise. Now, for those over 16 who've managed to miss the movies, the music, and all the merchandising, it's the cinematic equivalent of cotton candy. Sweet, light, adored by kids, slightly sickening to adults.
Now, do we have to dress up for the prom? Dude, I don't think we have the choice.
Yeah, it's a night.
High School Musical 3, Senior Year, opens in theaters today. Director and choreographer Kenny Ortega is the driving force behind the films. He's worked in Hollywood for decades, designing dance steps for films such as Xanadu, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Dirty Dancing. I asked Ortega what drew him to HSM, as the kids call it, and especially this latest installment.
You know, there was something at the center of this story, which I thought was just really, you know, empowering. You know, these messages that were, you know, about believing in oneself, and that one idea doesn't have to be what defines us, that we can be many things, that we're colorful, you know, in nature, and that we can sing and dance and play a sport or whatever, you know, the combination of ideas might be. I love that that was sort of living there. And that hit me hard because when I was in high school, I had to make a choice between sport and theater. And I couldn't believe it because I felt that it was the two ideas that completed me. And I loved that this played on, you know, sort of supporting the idea of kids to have an imagination about themselves and about their potential.
Kenny Ortega, you said you had to choose between athletics and theater. It sounds a lot like Troy.
Yeah.
The character played by Zac Efron in
the
film.
But he didn't choose, you know. Well, you'll see in High School Musical 3, I mean, he comes up to that choice. That choice is his big choice. For me, I remember my high school days, and there was definitely some of Troy there, but there was also some of Ryan. I was overly enthusiastic. You know, about putting on shows. It was, you know, I was driven. I saw West Side Story as a 16-year-old kid, and, you know, I became obsessed. I wanted to be George Chakiris. I was, you know, Bernardo in my dreams and in life. You know, I went off and pegged a pair of black pants and dyed my dad's white shirt immediately after I saw West Side Story.
We should say Ryan is the character who is the choreographer for the big number in High School Musical 3, and he seems to always be walking around with jazz hands.
Yeah.
Is it called High School Musical overseas?
It's called High School Musical everywhere, from what I understand. There's something like 140 different languages the movies are dubbed in. The one thing that they don't do is they don't dub the songs. So when we sat in theaters, you know, and watched the movie in Germany and in Spain and in France, the dialogue is dubbed, but the songs are all sung as we recorded them. So it's a kind of fun experience.
Oh, that must be interesting. Troy and Gabriella are sitting in the treehouse and they're speaking German and all of a sudden they're singing in English.
Exactly. And somehow it works for the audiences. And when we were in South America, we were doing concerts in 75,000 people a night in soccer stadiums. And in the back rows of these stadiums, the kids were singing out all the lyrics to the songs, doing the choreography. It was massive. It was like bigger than Busby Berkeley, bigger than an Olympics. I mean, there were like 70,000 kids doing We're All in This Together. I can't tell you. It brought me to my knees. It was extraordinary.
I have to ask you, as a parent, what you think about all the High School Musical merchandise, because there are backpacks and pajamas and key fobs and you name it, and there's something that's emblazoned with High School Musical or Troy or Sharpay or Gabriella or Chad.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a tough one for me, you know. Those are the folks that give us the money to make the movies. And I would just say that it's you know, the parents just have to, like, be the ones in charge. And Disney's going to put out whatever they can put out. There's a hunger for the merchandise, but I also think that, you know, at a certain point, it would be unhealthy to allow too much of it into an individual's life.
Kenny Ortega, you know that success breeds sequels in Hollywood, and Troy and Gabriella and Sharpay and Ryan and Taylor and Chad have all graduated, and they're now all headed to very good colleges. But you also introduced some new characters, a few underclassmen. So I'm wondering if the parents out there should brace themselves for High School Musical 4 or a new franchise called College Freshman.
I'd stand in line if it was going to be done right. You know, I've had the time of my life. I've really enjoyed being with these characters. And if there is going to be a fourth, truly, truly, it lays in the hands of our fans. I actually, for the very first time last night, asked it of a bunch of children that were asking me, is there going to be a four? Is there going to be a four? And I turned to them and I said, you haven't seen three yet. And they said, we know, but will there be a four? And I said, well, are you open to the idea of a four with new characters, you know, without Troy, without... And they were like, yeah, yeah, without a beat.
Well, let's just say for the record, for all those children who are prisoners of public radio listening in the backseat of all those cars right now, that Kenny Ortega left the door open for the possibility of a sequel. Kenny Ortega is director and choreographer of High School Musical 3 Senior Year. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.